Why do people move to a new home? People move to a new home for a variety of reasons, but the most common would be for a new location or for a nicer house. A lot of people move to a new home when they change cities for work or for study. There are many reasons why someone may move to a new city, but this always involves moving to a new house as well. But sometimes people move to a new house even when they are staying in the same city. This may be because they are starting a family and need a bigger place, or because their children have left home and they no longer need such a big house. The main problem people face when moving to a new place is learning about the facilities and transportation of the new community as soon as possible. When people move to a new home, they need to know what amenities are around them, such as where the nearest supermarket or hospital is. And it's even more important to know the subway lines and bus lines around them, because commuting is often a top concern. They can find out by searching the internet or asking others in their local community. It's not a difficult thing to do, it just takes some time. What are the advantages and disadvantages of living in the same place? Some of the advantages of living in the same place are that you get to know a place really well. When you stay in the same place, you know where all the best restaurants are, you know the best time to avoid traffic, or to avoid crowds at the store. When you stay in the same place, you also make loads of friends in the local community. However, some disadvantages are that you may miss out on a lot of opportunities that are only available in different places. Also, you will experience less variation in culture and custom. Do children deal with change better than adults? I hold the opinion that children deal with change better than adults. I think this is because children have not lived a very long time. Their lives are constantly changing and everything is new to them. Therefore, they are very good at dealing with change because it is natural to them. In contrast to this, adults are very set in their ways and have certain expectations that they do not like to be undermined. When things change for adults, many of them are very bad at dealing with it. Adults want their lives to stay the same and be in their control. Therefore, I think children deal with change better than adults. How do changes at work affect a person's family life? Changes at work can have huge and detrimental effects on a person's life, and they can also have very positive effects. For example, if someone gets a major promotion or a major raise, then this can completely change their family life. They can move to a bigger house or a nicer area, and can take their family on many more vacations. However, in contrast to this, sometimes people can lose their job, get a demotion, or just be given far too high of a workload. This can lead to extreme stress and financial ruin, which can have huge negative impacts on a person's family life. Is gradual change better than sudden change? For the most part, gradual change is better than sudden change. When a change is gradual, then a person can slowly adjust to the new way of things without a lot of stress. It is easy to change your behavior a little bit, day by day, than to change it suddenly and all at once. However, this is not always true. There is one obvious gradual change that is very dangerous for everyone in society. Climate change has been a very gradual change, and because it has happened so slowly, we have not done enough to prevent it. So sometimes, gradual change can be very dangerous.